A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so yes, hello and welcome back to a very special episode of I Read It Online Somewhere, where we are joined in the Not Studio with some very special guests from both Hawaii and Scotland. So we are here every week to discuss what we've read online somewhere, answer your strange and wonderful science questions you probably should have asked your science teacher at school. If you would like to get in touch, please send your questions or emails to iReaditOS@gmail.com or iReaditOS on all social media platforms. So, folks, you probably have guessed that I am not Amy. Amy normally does our introduction. And Ross is also not here. So today it is just me in a very special episode where my audience, who are from Scotland and Hawaii, are here on a very special educational cultural retreat in the Highlands of Scotland, where we have been discussing similarities between the two cultures, which will come as quite a surprise to lots of people. Because, you know, obviously we have the incredible similarities of the lovely weather, the incredible beaches, surfing all the time. But all jokes aside, there are quite a lot of educators here who are discussing some really cool things. And it's nice to hear that other science teachers have similar situations happening in their school. So it is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be mostly my voice, unless anybody else wants to chip in. I think we're full of yays today. So I the first article that I'm going to talk to you about tonight is changed from what I've told our guests because it just made more sense. So my article that I've read this week is from sciencenews.org. I don't know if any of you have read sciencenews.org. Yes, excellent. And so the title of the article is "A Newfound Dinosaur Had Tiny Arms Before T-Rex Made Them Cool." Can I get an ooh? Ooh. Thanks. So yeah, Tyrannosaurus Rex's tiny arms have obviously launched hundreds of thousands of memes of, like, they can't hug, or I love you this much, or can you pass this, or row your boat, etc., etc. But after that, newfound species of very similar carnivorous dinosaur with tiny forelimbs has suggested that those arms weren't necessarily used for this sort of joke, and that they actually were possibly used for mating. And that they were there to attract other sort of animals. So this gigantic dinosaur was called Merax's Gigas, named for a dragon in George R.R. Martin's Song of Ice and Fire. It's a bit weird. But it lived between 100 million years ago and 90 million years ago in what is now Argentina. You know, it's still called Argentina. It wasn't called anything else. So the researcher behind it is that it wasn't actually a tyrannosaur, that it is actually what we call a carchardontosaur. If anybody else wants to come and read this word, just feel free. It's this word here. Right? Wait, hold on. Yeah, say into the. Sorry, Megan. Into the mic. Into the mic.
Carcharodontosaur. Carcharodontosaur.
Carcharodontosaur. Well done. Round of applause, please, for Megan. Excellent. So this is a member of a distinctly related lesser-known group of predatory theropod dinosaurs. So it went actually extinct a long time before the T-Rex. So, yeah, they think that this was now used as ornation, so that they were coloured and that they had different kind of bumps and little horns on their arms, which was used for mating to help attract mates, which is a kind of weird thing because you think like a teeny tiny little armed dinosaur, like yeah okay, so if you never did this as a kid, you should totally do it right now, which is where you take your arms and you shove them inside your t-shirt. I'm gonna stand up for this. Like this. You obviously can't see this. However, there's lots of photos being taken, so you will see this. But yeah, this is kind of what it looks like. So yeah. So you guys can see it. Don't worry. This is what it looks like. So there's a new paper that was actually only released the other day, which is all about this, which has a much kind of less sexier title. New giant carnivorous dinosaur reveals convergent evolutionary trends in theropod arm reduction. Ooh. Not a... So, yeah, so that is my article for today. It's not terribly exciting, but it is real science, and we've obviously changed the title's been changed into something a little bit more eye-catching. So we're now going to move on, and we're going to ask some questions from the public, and we're going to get some of our members here to answer them. So you are going to hear slightly different voices, so I hope that when they do pick whoever's going to come up and answer some of the questions, that they are going to come and introduce themselves and explain who they are, maybe what it is that they do. So our first question is, can you prevent dementia? Does anybody know? Anybody wishing to think? Yay! Woo. Excellent. So I'm just going to swing the mic.
Hello.
Hi.
So my name is Lewis, I run the Science Cayley, and I'm based in Edinburgh, and this was a question we got asked by some P5 students in Loreto Primary when we were working with the dementia alumni who were running a group of people with dementia who wanted to ensure that everyone knew what dementia was growing up. The answer to this question is a really complex one, like lots of different types of things. There's lots of different factors to a very complex disease like dementia. There is a lot of research about the benefits of learning new things throughout your life. And so there's things like if you are bilingual, there's research about how that can help reduce the risk of dementia. So if you're bilingual, you may have 4 to 5 years protection from dementia compared to someone who's monolingual, for example. And one of the reasons for this is because language is such a complex social kind of rich thing to learn. It has lots of different connections between different parts of the brain, so it helps support our cognitive reserve. And there's also lots of interesting things about how things like music and dance can also help support and reduce the risk of dementia as well. And again, just because there's such rich, interesting things that help connect different parts of the brain. Now, of course, that people who are musicians or have lots of different languages still can develop dementia, but the general rule is anything that's good for your heart is good for your brain. So there we go.
Thank you very much, Lewis. That was quite interesting. What I would ask is, you might as well say while you're here, what is it that you do, Lewis? What is Science Cayley?
Good question, Andrew. So Science Cayley is all about supporting creativity, culture, and well-being across Scotland. So we Kaylee means traditional music, so a lot of it is music and dance based, but also a lot of our work is just bringing people together and exploring what creativity means, what culture means, all across the country, of teachers, schools, youth works, librarians, all across the country.
Thanks, that was really interesting. And actually that ties in with what you were saying about music and dance and how that has an impact on the brain, which is quite exciting. So our second question for this evening is, do identical twins have identical fingerprints? So I'm going to ask anybody in the audience if they know this already. Does anybody, do we have, we have someone, yay! So I'm just going to spin this round.
Who are you?
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Gillian. I'm a teacher at Plockton High School along with Andrew, and not a science teacher, not science related at all. So I teach English and I'm also a guidance teacher. So not sciencey at all, but I heard the answer. So the answer to this is pretty obvious, and lots of people were saying almost immediately no, as if it was really obvious, and that is the correct answer. But maybe the reason why that's the correct answer I found really interesting. So I heard this, not online, but I did hear this on a social media platform, the answer to as to why identical twins don't have identical fingerprints. So as we know, identical twins, completely, mostly identical in lots of different areas to do with appearance. And you'd think, well, fingerprints are kind of a similar thing, so why wouldn't they have identical fingerprints? And it's to do with how fingerprints are formed. And I just thought this was really, really cool. So fingerprints remain the same for your whole life, no matter what age. So your fingerprints when you're born are exactly the same as your fingerprints when you move off at the other end, apart from the, unless you've had some kind of damage to your fingers or you've got them ground out for some reason. So they remain the same for your whole of your life, and they were formed at around about 13 to 19 weeks. That's when you were in the womb, that's when they were formed. And the pattern is dependent on how long the umbilical cord was, your position in the womb. So it's environmental factors. There's a bit of genetic-y stuff in there. So identical twins might have similar fingerprints, but they won't have identical fingerprints. And one of the reasons the whorls are created is to do with the amniotic fluid swirling around. And that's what creates, a bit like the waves coming in on a beach and the pattern it makes on the sand. And I just thought that was very cool. So yeah, I wanted to share that with you. You're welcome. You're welcome.
So thank you very much, Gillian. That is that was perfect. So yeah, we have an audience question. Do you want to, you can, yeah.
Is it possible for two people to ever have identical fingerprints across like any length of time?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitor monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I was going to hand it over. No, are you? Yeah?
No.
So statistically, over the course of any, like of entire humanity, probably unlikely that they would ever be the same. Because even, as Gillian just said, the identical twins don't have identical fingerprints. So there are four different characteristics of fingerprints. The loop, the whorl, the arch, and then there's the accidental. Accidentals are ones that don't really have a pattern. So I'm just going to take a picture and send it to our group chat so everybody can see, because I don't want to touch the laptop in case the power comes out, because it's done that twice. So this is going to be weird if anybody's not in the room and then gets this text message. This is not going to make any sense at all. So I apologize to everybody, but this also has the descriptions, mostly not and for the accidentals. There we are. Hopefully it should have spread out.
There's a role playing game where you your fingerprints form your character.
Really?
Yeah. So the type of fingerprints that you have gives you different character traits.
Oh, that's quite interesting. So thank you very much though for our question. I do have another couple of questions that I was wondering if anybody in our audience would be able to answer. So, does soil lose its nutrients over time? Everybody literally looked at you. Do you want to come on down? Yay! Do you want to jump in here? You're good. And so if you just want to introduce yourself and then and talk into the mic.
My name's Noah Lincoln and a professor at the University of Hawaii. We kind of focus on our traditional cropping methods and ways of growing food. And Hawaii is a great study system for understanding the answer to this question. So I did read it online somewhere. I've read it 100 different times from 1,000 sources through my PhD when this was kind of a core part of what we did. But essentially, Hawaii is a great system for understanding that question. Our islands pop up from a stationary volcano. So one after another, they get older and older. And so you can actually look at how soils age in a pretty controlled system there. And what you really see, I would say, is a life cycle. And when our rocks are born and the lava pours out of the earth and you solidify into rock, you know, those immediately start breaking down into our soil. And so for a long portion, there's a period of growth. Those soils are developing. They're getting better. They're getting stronger. In some ways, they're still really young. They don't quite have the capacity to hold on to everything that comes into it. You know, they're still becoming that big sponge that they become over time. And in this stage, they're actually really vulnerable. You get a lot of water come, rinses all the nutrients right out. And so it can actually have a really infertile young soil. Because it's young, there's a lot of rock around. It's eroding away. It's dissolving every time it rains and releasing nutrients. And so these soils have a lot of input in. And so over time, they get older and older with all these inputs. But at least in the Hawaii case, what happens is eventually you start running out of rock. There's no more inputs, and the rain comes and it's taking nutrients out. And so as the soil gets older and older, it's still losing nutrients, but now you also don't have that input as much. And so when soils get really old, you essentially run out of some of the key inputs, and essentially we would call those soils much more infertile. Yeah. What was the original question again?
Does soil lose its nutrients over time?
Yes. If you're talking about time, it depends what stage you're in there.
Okay.
You know, so if you're on a young flow, yeah, relative to my life, you know, those soils are improving. Mm-hmm. You know, so on that scale of time, those soils grow as they age. So if you're just talking the direction, it does change over time, because again, it's a life cycle. You grow up, you get big, you get, you know, accumulate all this stuff, and then sometimes you transition, and
is that because you based on one of the young, air quotes, younger islands in the Hawaii chain?
Yeah, that's right. So I'm in one of those young flows, and so our soils there are still improving, you know. So if you're just talking a direction, we're going up, okay, you know. But if you look out 5-6 million years from now, it's going to go up, it's going to peak, it's going to come down, and, you know, kind of be...
As new islands are being formed,
mm-hmm,
in the chain.
Yeah, right? As new ones are coming out, the old ones are essentially eroding and cool, dying into the ocean. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Cheers.
So I have another question from the public. Bit of a strange one. But this one is, what does the shaka mean? Is that what that thing's called? What does that mean?
Shackle. It's
shaka. Does anybody know what it means? I mean, I can cut this question, but
yeah,
like...
if someone gives you right to merge on the
checks.
Freeway...
Yeah.
It's
appreciation.
Yeah,
it's like cool, isn't it?
You know, for those of the people who don't know, the shaka is the pinky and the thumb, kind of like... surfer dude type thing, but since we have Hawaiian people here, then we're gonna ask, so cool, we can circle back to this question.
I can say the answer, I don't think it's true, but I did read it online somewhere.
if that is the answer you want to give, Noah, I'm totally up for that.
Significant story. But I've heard it was developed as the wave of a really, really friendly two-fingered man. Who lost his three middle fingers and was, you know, just waving everyone, and that's, you know, but was so joyous and, you know, like unashamed and just loving everybody that, you know, everyone would wave back. Hey.
Cool. Great.
That sounds like a great answer. Hey, well, you know, if you do know the real answer, or you've got a different version from what we've heard today, you can drop us an email at iRedditOS@gmail.com, or you can follow us on all social media platforms at iRedditOS. Please do like, follow, share, and subscribe, and we will see you again next time. Bye. I'd now like to introduce Walt Kiali singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World. Thanks. Ooh.
lullaby. Troubles melt like lemon drops, high above those chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly. Clouds of white, bright sunny days. I like the night and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, the colors of the rainbow are so pretty in the sky. They're also on the faces of those people passing by. I see friends shaking hands and how's it all you? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They will learn much more.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.